Dr. Sebig did an office note on patient Josephine Johnson, date of birth 7/14/1956, date of service 1/15/2025. Per paragraph, the patient, 68-year-old African American female patient presenting to my office, referred by Dr. Altman for evaluation of chronic kidney disease. Past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for more than 30 years, next, hypertension for years, next, COPD and former smoker, less than 20 pack per year, stopped in January 2024, next, GERD, next, gastroparesis, next, hyperlipidemia, next, bipolar disorder, / schizoaffective disorder, followed by psychiatry, next, hyperactive bladder, next, history of hepatitis B, according to patient, next, chronic kidney disease stage 3, recently diagnosed, next, history of breast cancer, such as post chemotherapy and bilateral mastectomy with BRCA gene, period, past surgical history include bilateral mastectomy 2018, as well as ovariectomy and umbilical hernia repair, and she had left eye laser surgery. Per paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to aspirin, an ACE inhibitor which caused angioedema. Social history, patient is single, has had total of 2 kids, occasional smoking still, denies any alcohol use currently, she has occasional marijuana use, denies any other drug use, she's a retired caregiver, she does have history of remote drug use in the past. Family history, father with a history of died of colon cancer, mother has heart disease and hypertension, her sister died from AIDS complication and MI, another sister died with diabetes and peripheral arterial disease too. Review system reviews, occasional headache, chest pain, negative, positive shortness of breath, dyspnea on exertion, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, she has regular bowel movements, no melena, nocturia times 3, no straining upon urination. She does have her urge incontinence and incomplete bladder emptying, no leg swelling. She does report heavy use of ibuprofen and Aleve for several years, multiple times a day, period. Paragraph 4, other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 4 doses of the COVID shots, period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils rounded, ectocolite and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nanitaris clara, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, alternative, normal as soon as two, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, activity, auscultation, no crackles, or with the abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no red, neuro exam is non-focal. Paragraph. Current medications include albuterol, amlodipine, benztropine, Symbicort, diphenhydramine, famotidine, hydroxyzine, losartan, metoclopramide, oxybutynin, prednisone, quetiapine, and risperidone, and citrulline, simvastatin, and trazodone. Paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. We know ultrasound shows right kidney 10.6 centimeter, left kidney 9.6 centimeter with increased echogenicity bilaterally, no other abnormalities. Period. Next. Her creatinine is 1.4, estimated GFR of 41 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.3, total C2 of 28, per paragraph. Assessment and plan, 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, this is most likely a combination of NSAID nephrotoxicity, namely ibuprofen Aleve, in addition to possible diabetic nephropathy and hypertensive nephrosclerosis. We are going to do a full workup, including serologic workup. We're going to make sure we're out obstructive uropathy given her symptomatology. We'll order a bladder ultrasound. Renal ultrasound has already been done and reviewed. At the current time, patient was given handouts about NSAID use counseled about not choosing any NSAIDs or nephrotoxic medications, period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, as per Dr. Altman. Next, hypertension. May need a better control. We are going to review her home blood pressure log. Next, GERD, continue famotidine. Next, gastroparesis, continue metoclopramide. Next, hyperlipidemia, she is on statin. Next, bipolar disorder, she is on multiple medications, followed by psychiatry. Next, hyperactive bladder, continue oxybutynin for now, pending her bladder ultrasound. Next, COPD, continue inhalers. Next, history of hepatitis B, we're going to check her serology. I thank you, Dr. Altman, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup with her, and I'll keep you updated on her progress. End report. Thanks, CC Dr. Altman. Altman.